In order to make a place in our lives for the regular practice of meditation, we can decide to set aside some time each day for ourselves. A time when we won't be interrupted, a time we can comfortably still the body and quiet the mind. Setting aside activities and constant doing, allowing ourselves to drop into a state of non-doing, just to simply be. Being with whatever arises in our minds and bodies, and learning in the stillness to simply observe, without judgment, with a sense of patience and kindness. Learning that we can take the time to be with ourselves in this way. Not having to change anything or make anything different. Simply experiencing our life just as it is in its totality. So now coming to a position of stillness, sitting in a straight-back chair or on a cushion on the floor, and finding a position that for you is dignified and relaxed. Feeling the floor under your feet, your lower body supported by the floor or chair or cushion, and your upper body rising out of the support. And from this position, becoming aware of the fact that you're breathing. Where do you notice your breath? Perhaps it's a thin column of air coming in and out through your nostrils. Or perhaps it's the gentle expansion and deflation of your chest wall and lungs. And if it feels comfortable to you, allowing your awareness to sink down into your belly and experiencing the sensation of breathing in your belly, the rise on the in-breath and the fall on the out-breath. Just exploring the sensation of breathing in your body, in this breath, in this moment now. Following an in-breath all the way to the point where it turns into an out-breath, and following the cycle all the way back to where the out-breath turns back into an in-breath. Really being curious about that point where an out-breath turns into an in-breath, an in-breath turning into an out-breath. That point of almost flowing stillness, much like the crest of a wave before it breaks, and then gliding back on to the other side. Falling all the way back into the cycle on the other side. As you sit here, following your breath, notice the difference between thinking about your breath and really exploring the sensation of your body breathing. And noticing too if when you bring your awareness to your breath, if you find you're trying to control your breath, manipulate it, change it in some way. And best as you can, allowing the breath to simply breathe itself. Knowing that each breath in is always followed by an out-breath. Each out-breath is always followed by an in-breath. Following your breath. You may notice at times that your mind wanders off. At these times, taking note of the fact that your attention has wandered, and then gently but firmly directing your attention back to your breath. No need to judge or to give yourself a hard time, simply coming back to this breath now, this moment now, with a sense of caring and self-acceptance. Noticing where your awareness is, if it's wandered, bringing it back to the breath. Just allowing your awareness to glide upon your breath, glide upon the sensation of breathing in your body. Knowing that no matter how many times your awareness might wander, that it is always possible to come back to this breath, to this moment now. Now, if you wish, allowing your awareness to broaden from your breath to your entire body, taking note of whatever sensations are there, whether they're sensations of comfort, a sense of relaxedness in your body, or discomfort, perhaps even painful and intense. Taking this moment to feel into your whole body, feeling your feet, your legs, your feet and your legs supported by the chair or the floor, your belly and your chest, arms and hands, your shoulders, neck, face, your entire head. Noticing the places of contact, sensations of touch, allowing your awareness to include your breath and your body in its entirety, and exploring your wholeness, your completeness now. As you're sitting, you may be noticing that some sensations rise, perhaps intensify, and then often simply pass away. You may also be having sensations that are more difficult, more intractable, and knowing that you always have a choice of how to work with these sensations that are more difficult. One choice is to move, to adjust your position. If you choose to do that, doing so mindfully. So with kindness and clarity, first forming the intention to move, and then with an awareness of how you move your body, slowly moving with mindfulness to each aspect of the moving, and then sitting with that posture before moving again. Another choice is to focus on the difficult sensation. Explore it, sending your awareness into it, even breathing into it, noticing any tensions, holding, tightness, being present to whatever is there, and watching any desire to fight it, to run away from it, or to change it. Perhaps even softening around it. You may find, even within the intensity, that out of bringing your awareness to it, a new sense may arise of stillness, even a spaciousness around the sensation. A third choice is to return to your breath, that trustworthy anchor if sensations feel too difficult to work with in this moment, knowing you can always return to the breath. Noticing where your awareness is, and if it has wandered, gently but firmly returning it to the sense of the body in its entirety, in this breath now. Allowing things to be just as they are, and allowing yourself to be just as you are. And now, if you like, allowing the focus of your awareness to shift again. This time, allowing focus to be on sounds. just being curious about the sensation of hearing. No need to reach for sounds, simply allowing the sounds to come to your ears. And as you explore focusing your awareness on sounds, you might find the mind quickly creates stories about sounds. Judgments or opinions arise, liking, disliking. As much as possible, simply noticing that and returning to the sensation of sounds within your ears and your body. Noticing where your awareness is, and if it's wandered, returning without judgment to this sound, this breath, this body, even perhaps listening for the silence between the sounds. Now, if it feels comfortable to you, again allowing the focus of your awareness to shift, this time shifting to thoughts, noticing thoughts not as distractions, but as the focus of concentration, noticing how you can step back and observe your thoughts, observing the rising and the falling of thoughts, not unlike the breath. If you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts, noticing that, and allowing your awareness to step back again, seeing thoughts as separate, observable elements, almost as if they were clouds drifting across the spaciousness of the mind sky. exploring the thoughts with your awareness. You might find some thoughts feel too disturbing or too highly charged. If this happens, knowing that it is always possible to return to the breath, and then when ready, returning back to the observation of thoughts. Noticing where your awareness is. You might be noticing how some thoughts are attractive, and the mind often wants to get caught up in these thoughts, get lost in them. So noticing that attraction or pull towards such thoughts, and practicing letting the thoughts just be, stepping back again to an awareness of thoughts as separate, observable elements. Now, once again, allowing the focus of your awareness to shift, this time to emotions. Perhaps you're experiencing sensations or emotions of impatience, restlessness, boredom, maybe even anger, or maybe a sense of peacefulness, contentment, happiness, or joy. Whatever's there, noticing the emotions present in your body right now, and choosing, if you wish, to explore the sensation bodily. How is emotion expressed within your body now? Being curious about where the emotion lives in your body. Entering it, if you wish. Experiencing it with a sense of curiosity. noticing how some emotions are welcomed and that others you might be fighting, trying to ignore, or even repressing. Choosing if you wish to welcome whatever is there. Exploring whatever is present for you right now. Exploring the bodily sensations associated with that emotion. Noticing how thoughts might be linked to the emotions. Knowing that you always have a choice to. If any emotion feels too difficult to explore right now, you can always return to the breath, that trustworthy process. Now, if comfortable for you, letting your awareness settle into an open, mindful awareness, letting go of all objects of awareness such as thoughts, emotions, sounds, bodily sensations, or breathing, and letting yourself sit here fully aware of whatever presents itself in this moment. Sitting with a relaxed wakefulness, alertness, aliveness. Sitting in the stillness with whatever comes or goes. If it is your breath that is most present in this moment, then following your breath. If a sound presents itself, then being awake to that sound. Being awake, alive to whatever is within you, around you. Alive to this moment now. Perhaps even experiencing the still place at the center of your being, right here now, a sense of completeness, totally human and alive. Now allowing your awareness to return to your breath, being fully present with each in-breath and each out-breath as your body receives this breath and then lets it go. Now, as this meditation comes to an end, allowing your awareness to broaden out from your breath to your body, to your position, to a sense of yourself in this room, in this place or space where you are now. And knowing that this time you have just spent is time spent nourishing yourself in a deep way, intentionally increasing your ability to be fully present, moment to moment in your day, in your life, and allowing yourself to carry this wakefulness, this sense of being fully alive right now, carrying it forward into your day, honoring and respecting the time you have given yourself to nourish yourself and your life.